This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, I have a question to ask Missouri fans. We'll get to that in a bit. We're going to continue to bounce back and forth between Missouri and Kansas. Both of those teams found their season come to an end yesterday in a round one loss in the NCAA tournament. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a friend of the show, Matt Tate. He covers KU for R1S1Sports.com. He has been a long time cover on the beat for the Kansas Jayhawks. Matt, how you doing today, my man?
I'm good, man. Rough times in the hood, though, huh? Missouri out, KU out. It's not pretty. That was wild. But if you looked at the bracket, we all saw it coming, I think, didn't we? Both sides?
I mean, I at least thought Missouri was going to get at least past the first round of the NCAA tournament. I told you that I thought KU was going to win. I am a little surprised that both teams lost.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I thought you were afraid of Drake, though, right? Weren't you?
I was afraid of Drake, and yeah. Almost all of my fears ended up coming true about what happened yesterday.
Fair enough, man. Yeah, it was a rough night. They played at the same time and everything. The other fan base couldn't even take joy in watching the other one lose. You know, it was about a worst case scenario for both sides.
So let's start with this. I thought the last 3 minutes of this game, I don't know if you could have a more fitting end to the Kansas basketball season for this year. This KU team had a 67-64 lead. After that point, they had 5 turnovers the rest of the way. They made 1 shot the rest of the way. And Hunter Dickinson had one of the worst turnovers that KU has had this entire season. That's just kind of how it's gone for the Jayhawks this year.
100%. I mean, they struggled with execution, you know, throughout games, really, but especially at crunch time, at game point, as Self says. And you know, they had that game, man. They got down 11, and they found a way to fight and scrap, and they looked pretty good doing it and got the lead, and they had total control. Even though the score didn't look like total control, you felt it in the building. It was Kansas's game to lose, and then they went out and lost it. So you nailed it. I mean, the way this season went, the ups, the downs, all the things that plagued them throughout the year, you know, giving up offensive rebounds, executing down the stretch, turnovers, you know, the list goes on and on. I mean, all those things sort of reared their head in the final 3 minutes there. And it's exactly right. It's perfectly fitting. And on top of that, losing in the first round is probably a fitting end for this team too, because it's the most losses the Bill Self team has had at Kansas. So, you know, teams that do that don't go very far. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate because, like in a lot of games this year, they did play well at times, really well at times. But, man, they just – the classic thing with this team is they just never quite had enough.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And obviously that was the case last night.
What are you hearing about KJ Adams? He has been a guy who has played hard consistently. He has represented the program and the university very well. Very heartbreaking to see his career end with an injury the way that it did last night.
Yeah, that's about as unfair as it gets, man. Wonderful kid, wonderful family. I think, you know, it's obviously an Achilles deal, and it's obviously very serious. There's almost no way it's not what we all think it is. Haven't heard officially yet, but I think in some ways that was you don't want to say good by any means, but it allowed that team to take its mind off of what happened with the loss and the disappointment losing in the first round and the choking down the stretch, because everyone in that locker room was all about KJ after the game. I mean, yeah, they were hurt they lost, and they know it was over and all that, but bigger things on their plate at that point, because that's their brother, that's their guy. They've been around him, some of them, for a long, long time, and man, they were hurting for him. So I think I got to 7 or 8 different dudes in the locker room and just allowed them to kind of give me their thoughts on watching that ending for a guy that gave everything he had to KU. And, you know, in addition to just everybody saying it was brutally unfair, there was some pretty touching thoughts in there. I mean, one kid said, "I cried extra tears for that." You know, it hurt him. It hurt him big time. And so maybe that hurt and feeling for someone else took some of the edge off the loss. But at the same time, it's kind of piling on. So, yeah, just brutal, man. I mean, really, really, really sad, because, you know, as much as his season would have been over today anyway, he should have woke up today thinking about, okay, it's time to get to work, because he wants to play professionally. He wants to get paid. He wants to make it to the NBA. And, you know, it's hard to do, and certainly no guarantees, but at least he could have put the work in and got after it and done what he's done his whole life, you know. And now it's all about rehabbing that thing, whatever the injury is. So really, really sad ending for sure.
Right now we're talking to Matt Tate, who covers the Jayhawks for R1S1Sports.com. You remember that scene on Blue Chips after the really disappointing season that Nick Nolte is in the office and he's saying, "I don't care if we got to stay here all night. Let's recruit these kids. Let's up the talent on the roster." I imagine that Bill Self and his staff, guys that he has been around, guys that he trusts, they had a similar conversation. What do they need to go get in the portal? He talked about changing their philosophy on the portal. This is a team that's losing a lot of veteran experience. You are not replacing all of that with freshman players. You're going to have to recruit some juniors and seniors and some guys that are coming from the transfer portal. What kind of players do they need this offseason?
Yeah, it's a great question because, you know, a little bit of everything, really. I'll go one step farther than that because, you know, obviously they're going to need three-point shooting and they're going to need size and they're going to need all the things you need for the X's and O's of the game. But I really think when he talks about reevaluating how they attack the portal and how they work there, I think it's character. I think it's really vetting these guys and making sure you're getting who you know you're getting. Those dudes didn't fit this year. They didn't fit the system. They didn't fit each other sometimes. You know, they fought through it. They tried to stay as tight as they could and you know, bonded as best they could and all that stuff. But it was very apparent that there was something missing. Usually you play together, and you start working through that, and then you come together, right? But just never happened with these guys. So I think as much as anything, as much as looking for guys that can shoot from distance and a secondary ball handler, you know, and good size and all that stuff, I mean, I just think he's got to and he's going to really just make sure he's looking at the guys that play his style. And that doesn't mean X's and O's style. That means they're dogs. That means they're tough. That means you think back to the East Coast era of Bill Self basketball with the Morris twins and Sharon Collins and Jamari Traylor from Chicago and Tyshawn and Thomas Robinson. And, you know, those guys aren't out there just waiting to come to Kansas, not necessarily, but they're out there. And you got to go find them because those are the guys that he's always won with. Those are the guys he relates to. Those are the guys who get his style of coaching. And you don't have to have 12 guys like that. I guess the limit next year will be 15 and KU will have 14 because they'll be paying that one final scholarship penalty. But, you know, you don't have to have 14 of them, but it's got to make up your core and it's got to be, you know, the sort of solid foundation of what the whole team is about, because other guys can follow that, those types of guys, those types of leaders, those types of dogs, and those guys can lift other guys up too. So yeah, there's definitely pieces that they'll need to make sure that they have what they have and what they need to run what they want to do. But man, it's so much more about just who these guys are rather than, you know, what their skill set is.
That is Matt Tate joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for R1S1Sports.com, recapping the KU season that came to an end yesterday with their loss to Arkansas. Matt, you know I'm a big fan of you, big fan of your work, man. It was great to catch up with you these last couple of weeks talking Kansas basketball, man. We look forward to catching up with you when football season rolls around.
Hey, man, feelings mutual, and I appreciate that very much. You know you got me anytime you need me, and portal opens on March 24th, so let's get after it. It's going to be fun to follow.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vallany and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.